Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Team PXY on 98 PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James, Breezy, and Brennan Summers. Brennan, I hate the cold summers, from News 10 NBC, on with us once again. Hello, sir. How many parkas are you wearing?
Oh, zero. Come on. Like, this is... Listen, yeah. It was, in some places, probably down in Canandaigua in the 30s this morning.
That's
upper
fine.
30s. So,
stop.
In Webster, it was like 40, 42. Listen.
Brennan, do you know what I call that? It's called t-shirt weather, buddy.
Ew,
sure,
Corey.
Good. You can have a prize if you want.
Brennan and I got into a bit of a tiff on Twitter because he what was the picture of your heated seats and you were freezing?
I was not freezing. Listen, yeah. It's about comfort, not warmth.
Okay.
I had the setting on high this morning at 2:45 driving in. And it was a nice, I called it a glorious ride in,
yeah,
on a chilly start. And listen, I'm from Mississippi. I've dealt with sweltering heat and everything. I won't complain about the summers, about like the winter stuff. Sorry. You can complain about one or the other.
Yes, you've covered that.
You can warm up. Yeah. Can't cool off.
I've
got no problem with the cold. It's just embracing it. Why not?
Yeah.
Like, fall is fashion weather. Put on a parka if you want instead of just a t-shirt or something.
High fashion.
Agreed for sure.
Well, I put out there, I quote tweeted Brennan, and I said, I drove with my moonroof still open. And he asked me what prize I got for that. And to respond to you, that is literally the only quote unquote manly thing I can
exactly claim. I was just going to say that.
Is that I can withstand the cold. Don't take this away from me, Brennan, please.
It's so true.
I have so
Corey's just grasping at straws right now.
I have so little. Why would you take this away?
Listen, we're going to turn around. It's going to be like 70 this afternoon.
Right.
We got a little bit of a warmth coming midweek. But then like we start looking like the next 10 days or so, we're going to hover like right around like 60 for a bit. But it'll be sunny. It'll be some nice fall weather that you can wear shorts, flip-flops, and a tank top to go apple picking or something.
There you go.
If you want.
Yeah. Sounds
wowzers.
Good.
Oh, all right, Brennan. Enough talk about if it's cold or hot.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, we are now on the clock at 0 days since major news in Rochester again.
Right?
Since yesterday. I mean, this was, we can get right into it. So yesterday we get this announcement from Mayor Lovely Warren and her team with the city that they were going to hold this update and release this report, hundreds of pages long. That's an internal investigation that came from the deputy mayor, James Smith, looking into how everything was handled, who knew what and when, and who was involved, who wasn't, in relates to the March death of Daniel Prude in the city. And
sure.
She also announced that she was firing Chief Singletary,
right,
who was, mind you, he had recently announced he was going to resign and leave at the end of the month. She relieved him of his duties immediately. She suspended one of her own spokespersons, Justin Roy, and her legal team, one of the lawyers, has been suspended as well after going through these findings.
Wow.
She has also named an interim chief that will take over. So that's kind of where we are.
Brennan,
and now we've got this huge report to go through.
I'm not even trying to say this to be any type of way. Can anyone suspend Mayor Lovely Warren or no? I'm not even trying to be funny. I'm being like legitimately serious right now.
That was someone had asked in terms of like impeachable or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's because she was voted in to office.
Sure.
So this is where she is. It's not, and that's why she's handling this and she's leading this, and we'll have to see.
Sure.
where this all falls.
So, Brendan, I don't know if you've gotten the chance to dig through. Again, it was like a 300-page report. What came out that led her to firing now former police chief Laurent Singletary? Again, he's leaving in 2 weeks anyway.
So, he kind of summed it up. We'll get into the details in a little bit.
Okay.
But, yeah, the chief is out, for starters. That it just showed that there needs to be more accountability to rebuild the trust of who handled what and when. So there are plenty of emails included in the report that give us a sense of that. But the only emails to or from Mayor Lovely Warren herself came in early August when Tim Curtin, the lawyer, the counselor who's now suspended, sent her the body-worn camera. And 9 hours after she says she watched it, she sent a letter to the chief saying she was outraged and demanded more info.
Okay.
And then we've looked through some of the back and forth of emails that were sent between Singletary and some other members involved about exactly who knew what and how much. And that's – it's just – like, I think some of the questions are, why wasn't some of this information passed on up sooner to Mayor Warren, especially, like, all of the details? Why did certain people who saw some of the messages and knew some of the updates just handled it where it was?
Right.
Maybe not to the claims of brushing it under and trying to hide something, which there are plenty of claims of a cover-up, but maybe just not, I don't know, not turning a blind eye.
Being in the loop, not knowing.
Right. Yeah.
Which would speak to, I mean, it's kind of incompetence at that point, right? How do you not know? How can you not know? So I guess we'll see. What I'm going to find interesting is how to compare the report that was put out yesterday, the internal investigation, versus the findings from the Attorney General's office. We'll compare. We'll compare and contrast.
Keep in mind, this report came from the deputy mayor, Jim Smith, who was appointed by the mayor. Now, Lovely Warren has also asked the Office of Public Integrity to investigate her and his actions as well to see if they broke any policy or procedures.
Okay.
So trying to be transparent, she is, but there's also, I mean, people are putting the blame on her as well. But the action yesterday was cutting ties with Laurent Singletary, the chief, immediately, not till the end of the month. And then her own communications director, Justin Roy, and Corporation Counsel Tim Curtin both knew of the situation in April, but didn't sound the alarm or show the mayor the video until months later, according to the report. They are now suspended.
Got it. Brandon, can we confirm, by the way, that now the former chief of police found out he was now the former chief of police on Twitter?
Yes.
Okay.
So like so many others, that was how the news came out. That is another thing that people pointed to that being like, you know, this whatever the situation was this year, it was a chief, and you had a mayor who knows what the relationship was or is behind closed doors now leading up to this.
Doesn't seem good.
But Chief Singletary had been with the department, not as chief, but for the past year, but for longer than 20 years. And he found out on social media, like so many others who got this news yesterday afternoon.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine finding out that I don't have a job anymore in a tweet. It would be like the radio station promoting their new morning show. Before telling me there was going to be a new morning show.
Well, it would be like you saying, listen, guys.
Breezy and Brennan in the morning, launching next Monday.
I don't hate it.
I think it's the progression with this case, is that at one point we had Mayor Warren and Chief Singletary at a press conference together addressing this. Then we had the next day Mayor Warren saying Singletary wasn't truthful 100% of what everything she should have known and when. And then he announces he's leaving because he doesn't want to be dragged through and have this reputation ruined, his words, what he said, anymore. And then all of a sudden it's like, all right, well, he's going to be gone come October at the end of this month. And then yesterday it's like he's relieved immediately of his duties. And I think it just stemmed from that, again, 300 to 400-page report that everyone's still digging through that we'll try to get some more answers on this week. And the mayor put it out and she was like, you guys look through it, talking to media, and then we'll answer questions about
it. All right. I'm sure plenty of follow-ups for that.
Brennan,
staying on the same course of the same topic here, the protests continued on last night. 13th night of protesting happened, and happening, I believe, right now at the public safety building, a morning protest. Aside from the people,
the switch up,
aside from those that went naked over the weekend with the hoods over their heads, I think this is the first morning protest, correct?
Yeah, it's at least the earliest one that I can recall. I mean, we're going on 2 weeks. I mean, it's 2 weeks tomorrow that we found out about the Daniel Proof case, and they kind of started gathering immediately that afternoon. But yeah, they've been out there since 8:15, 8:30 this morning. And again, we've seen some action and shakeup at leadership at RPD, but these people still want some county leadership changes, and also they still want Mayor Warren, as much as she has done and putting this report together with her team or whatever, they still want her to go. She hasn't said that she's going to do that. She's been trying to get through this, but they are back downtown protesting again, which is now, we've gone into the 13th to 14th day now of those happening downtown.
All right, Brennan. It's a lot. It's a lot. It really is. And it's hard to keep a handle on all of it.
It is, and there's so much going on. Corey, you brought up, we still know that the state attorney general is looking into it. Mm-hmm. We've got council members here who want to launch their own independent group to look into find this. We had Mayor Warren, who had her deputy mayor start looking into this, and now saying we want an independent group to look at this as well. And it's just, whenever we get all of these findings, and slowly, I know that we've had a lot of questions. We've started being able to piece together a little bit more of a timeline going back to that fateful night in March with what happened. That all started with a call for mental health case involving Daniel Proon.
Sure. All right, let's switch gears a little bit here to another earth-shattering statistic I'm reading here. 9 million people, 9 million Americans still without their stimulus check from
the first one.
The first one.
Yes. This is
that
the
came
first...
out, was that April?
Yeah, when they started going out. So this is the first, and I should start saying at this point, maybe the last. We don't know what's going to happen with the latest stimulus bill. But yeah, so there are probably people out there in the city and in the suburbs that I've heard from. You're among 9 million people who haven't gotten those checks. Now,
that's me.
The IRS will reach
no,
out.
No, it's your dad.
it's whoever's filing the taxes for you for 2018 and 2019. Now, those people are still eligible. You've got to register by filling out forms on the IRS's website. But, yeah, it's something. Still to our good question email every day, we're getting people saying, where is my money? Where is this? Where is that?
Sure.
And for some that took so long, it was that the IRS had to double back, double check things, and confirm things on your returns.
Got it. All right. Brennan Summer, Sun News and NBC, on with us right now. Again, so much to get updated on. This is how crazy things are. We've yet to talk about schools, and we're how far into this? The COVID-19 report card. It's live. Online.
It is. Yes. So it finally launched. You can go online, and you can search. And this is something I was working on this morning, too, before I came on. Like, public schools are showing up. I haven't seen anything for private schools. Whenever you've searched like Aquinas, Allendale, Columbia, Mercy, like any of those. So maybe this only applies to state public districts, but I think that's causing confusion. I've already heard from a caller and someone sending an email about, you know, when Governor Cuomo made the announcement, and even in the print, in the press release, it says all schools in New York.
Right.
So we're going to double check. But for everyone else, if you've got a kid at Webster Schrader, somewhere in like Rochester school number, whatever example, you can look up to see how many cases are at your school and what's being reported.
Got it. All right. Breezy, should we clue Brennan into your review of Billy Madison before we let him go?
Oh, God.
Do you have the energy to muster again?
She hated it. That was the energy. That was the energy of a pure Tuesday. Right,
I was just, you know, you really hit the nail on the head yesterday when you said I was going to hate it. I was trying to be hopeful. I really was. Yeah. I was trying to be optimistic. I was trying to be positive. And you and I, me, you and Corey, we talk about it all the time, how I have this like phobia of old and dated. And I honestly I did steer away from the setting being old and dated. I didn't really think it was that old. What I thought was old was the humor just didn't hold up. Like, if that happened today, it would just be wrong.
In terms of
like making fun of people with like educational disabilities, bringing a gun to school, like the whole time, like these are very like prevalent topics right now that are like a lot of light is being shed on them.
Yeah.
In a positive way and a changeful way.
I can't imagine that Breezy, as someone who has dyslexia and really struggled through school, was a big fan of the Today Junior scene. That one had to hit close to home for you.
It just didn't it didn't click with me.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if it would click with most people today, though.
I said 1.5 popcorn. Mm-hmm. So what did you, was I high? What did you give it?
You were way high.
Oh, boy.
I gave it literally half.
Half a popcorn bucket.
Half.
Now, is this
how much did you pay for this? How much did you rent this for?
I think my brother rents it for like $3. I want my $3 back. Yeah. I will be contacting Apple TV.
You want your brother's $3 back?
I do. I do.
Did you watch it with him?
I did watch it with him.
What was his take on it? Max the movie guy. Again, Breezy's brother's just obsessed with movies.
Obsessed with movies. Yeah. Literally studying cinema and screen studies at Oswego right now. He had never seen it before, so we watched it together.
Really? That's surprising. Wow.
Yeah. And he was like, "So what are you gonna say?"
That.
I don't know.
Listen,
I just don't know.
The scene, though, the scene of him playing basketball with the kids and just spiking it over and over again is one of the funniest things I've seen, maybe ever. It's just, I don't know. Isn't that
also the relationship with the teacher? There's so many things that just wouldn't hold up today. There's just.
They're adults. It's fine.
You know, we're always looking, like, in media, looking for, like, new campaigns, different events, things to launch and kind of push, like the question segment, like, it's still going. Like, this is, I mean, we're on a roll here with your movie review segment of
terrible.
Just bashing, like, all-time great.
Right, yeah.
Apart from Rudy, which you gave a pass, probably because it was football week for Corey, you didn't want to.
Yeah, I didn't want to.
Too much. Yeah.
I wanted to send him off in the right foot.
It was already uneasy.
Notre Dame winning and all that
Thank
stuff.
Thank you.
And the reason they did win was because of my review,
totally.
Obviously.
Absolutely.
And I will take full credit for that until the day I die.
Of course.
But,
we go from 25 to 30 out of the top 100 movies of everyone considers of all time.
I really
want to
find one that I like. I think that, you know what I think we'll do? We'll like Silence of the Lambs or like
It's
going to
be something weird.
Something
it's
like
going
yeah.
to be something we don't expect. Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%.
It's going to be something extremely screwed up. And I'm here for it. I can't wait.
All right. Thursday, I'll compile the four options for this week. We'll vote on it and then we'll figure out.
Maybe you should do a scary genre this week.
Do you want? Okay. All right.
Because
yeah,
I do like scary movies and I think that it'll be more intriguing for me to, you know, pay more attention because I'll be so scared.
Maybe. Brennan, someone did suggest Clockwork Orange. I think that might literally scar Breezy, though. I don't know.
I think that I would get extremely confused because in college, we did a bunch of movie reviews on camera when I was doing TV production.
Oh, really? You've got experience in this. You've done this before. All right.
I have done this. I'm a professional, truly.
Obviously.
And a pretty disturbed class member did Clockwork Orange.
Yeah.
We played some clips and it just, you know.
Did they
just know about all that.
Blankly stare at the camera? I feel like that's the response.
I was like, you're live, Adam. You're live. Okay.
Time to go. And go.
We'll get some nice slasher films. Maybe throw in a Halloween here or there. It will come up.
Yes, true.
Breezy, we'll go down the list of the classic slashers and see which ones you haven't seen.
Okay.
I assume all of them.
All right. Perfect.
All right. Brennan Summers, the news at NBC. All right, man. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks, Brennan.
You stay warm out there, okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm freezing in here. See ya. Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.